research related that I do. So I actually write all of our PGA Tour Champions notes, which is the senior tour.
Mm-hmm.
We produce tournament notes and tour notes every single week for the LPGA, the PGA Tour, and the PGA Tour Champions. So there's one person who does each tour, and I'm responsible for all the senior guys out there. So I spend a lot of my afternoons doing that and whatever other big projects we have going on. We have a little research team that all kind of works together to get those projects done.
So you got there at an interesting time then with John Daly starting this this past month.
Oh, definitely. It's been fun to watch so far, and I'm really excited to see what he does the rest of the season.
Mm-hmm.
What's your ultimate goal, Nicole? Is it to get on air, or are you just trying to feel your way right now?
You know, originally, you know, when I was working with you guys last year, I was looking for something on air, sports reporting, anything like that. And now that I've seen a lot of the behind the scenes, it's really opened my eyes to what options are out there. And I'm going to do a little bit more investigating on what different options there are within Golf Channel. I absolutely love the company. I love the people that I work with. So I definitely would love to try and stay there if I can. You know, I'll still dream of on air one day, maybe, but definitely looking into, you know, all the options that are out there. I would love to do anything that is in this department.
You had a chance to travel yet with for your work to some of these tours?
I haven't yet, but I'm actually leaving Monday morning for Oakmont. I'm going to be out at the U.S. Open for the week.
Nice.
Very good.
Yeah, so I'm going to go to the U.S. Open, the PGA Championship, and then hopefully the Ryder Cup. Up in Minnesota.
Nice. Do us a favor when you're at Oakmont. Please borrow a putter or take one along, because everyone knows how diabolical those greens are. I just want to have someone's eyewitness opinion on exactly how tough those greens are at Oakmont.
Yeah, they're going to be fast. And I've heard the rough out there is about 10 inches right now. So it's going to be a brutal week for these guys. I'm a little happy I'm not playing that week.
Right.
Right.
Is Faraday available or not?
You know, he was actually just in studio yesterday for us.
He would be
quite a character.
He would be our dream get, Nicole. We would love to talk to David.
Oh, absolutely. Who wouldn't?
Is he kind of that the same persona you see on camera? Is he like that off camera? Is he that approachable? Or what's he like?
He really is. Yeah, that is definitely just who he is. He will say anything. He'll do anything. He loves to just be who he is.
Has your golf game suffered now that you're in a working woman?
Oh, yes. If you're at Golf Channel, it'd be so much better. Me surrounded by all of our analysts and all these pros, but it's definitely a different world from being a student athlete to being somewhat of an adult now.
Right.
Having a real job.
She's hanging around a bunch of golfers. That's why she said somewhat of an adult.
Right.
Yeah. I'm still getting there.
Right. That's good.
Yeah, it'd be tough to have the, I'm sure, the Golf Channel golf outing or something like that. There's going to be some pretty good teams there and some pretty good scores if you guys had a day where you went out onto the golf course.
There actually was. Actually, 2 weeks, I think it was 2 weeks after I started my job, they had a big company outing, and thankfully we got rained out after four holes because my team wasn't doing too hot.
No.
But there were some good players out there, and there's a lot of avid golfers that work for Golf Channel, of course, and we get all kinds of discounts at local golf courses, and you know they really encourage you to play as much as you can, so it's a great place.
Not too bad.
I would think so. Wow.
Not too bad.
Very proud of you, Nicole.
Yeah, exciting.
Oh, thank you.
Still keep in touch with all the former classmates, and I know you mentioned something the other day. It was National Women's Golf Day or something like that?
Yeah, we had National Women's Golf Day, I think, on Tuesday. Got a little shout-out to my Hawks on Morning Drive. Put up a little Twitter picture for that. I still talk to most of the girls. Actually going to Jesse Jordan and Jared Utoff's wedding at the end of July. So I'm pretty excited to see everybody again. It's been, I think, 8 months since I've seen some people, so it'll be fun.
Mm-hmm. And Amy Iman, I think, is going to try her hand at the LPGA.
She is.
That's what I've heard. I was so excited for her making it to regionals. That was so huge for the program. And just to see how she progressed this senior year was really fun to watch. So I'm excited to see what she can do. I hope she really, really goes for it and can go far.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is qualifying for the LPGA similar to the PGA Tour, Brian?
It is. It's slightly different, but in general terms, yes.
Okay. Earn your card, so to speak. Yeah.
It's still tough.
Yeah. They don't have the middle tour like the web that they have to go through first. They can qualify right into the LPGA Tour.
Sure. All right. Yeah. And they had the stop here at Hunter's Ridge for a while, too.
Yeah.
And where you met Mo Martin.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah. And go one-on-one. Session with Mo Martin on the range.
Nothing like a two-hour lesson with a major champion.
Right. So
that was pretty cool.
Not too bad anyway. So Monday you leave for Oakmont. Do you have extra room in the plane for four guys that would like to visit the U.S. Open?
Right. I'm good at stats.
You know, I wish I did, but I think our plane is all Golf Channel employees. There's so many of us all on the same flight going up there. It's going to be quite a party.
That will be fun.
But a lot of work to do, right?
Yes, always work to do.
One last question for me, Nicole, is I've always been curious watching the Golf Channel, how you put all this programming together, and maybe you're not necessarily part of it, but you've got the European Tour, the LPGA, the early rounds of the PGA, the Champions Tour.
Classic.
It's an undertaking.
It really is, and there are so many people that are, you know, playing huge roles in making sure all of that gets put together. It's pretty incredible what our producers can come up with for filling a two-hour show every single day, 7 days a week. But we're very lucky to have access to all of these different tours, all of these tournaments, and even, you know, the past 3 weeks with the NCAA tournaments, that was so huge for Golf Channel and for the game of golf. Mm-hmm. So it's really exciting just to see how much the game has grown since even I started as a junior. And a lot of that has to do with Golf Channel and with NBC Sports and, you know, just giving golf a stage to shine and grow. Yeah. So there's a lot of people that play a big role in helping that out.
Yeah, loved having the college golf on. That was really exciting.
That was.
That men's final
was
amazing.
So exciting.
Yeah, it was good stuff. All right, Nicole, well, you work on David Faraday. We will be in touch.
Right, and Mr. Palmer.
Yes, anybody from the Golf Channel.
Yeah, I'll try for you
guys. Very proud of you.
Tell them there's a great show back in Cedar Rapids, Iowa that you started on that could really use some big name help. So,
I will.
Have fun at Oakmont. We'll be in touch, and always good talking with you, Nicole.
Thank you, guys.
We'll be watching your stats.
Yeah, thank you.
Nicole Ray joining us here from the Golf Channel.
Very cool.
Former University of Iowa women's golfer, researcher for the Morning Drive on the Golf Channel. Their morning show over there does a really good job.
What's their headquarters? I can't remember.
Orlando,
okay. Mm-hmm.
Yep, they're down in beautiful Orlando, Florida.
Yeah.
All right, 335. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say it's got to be 100 degrees there today.
Low humidity, right? Low humidity.
Yeah.
Like it's going to be here Friday and Saturday. Low humidity in the 90s down there. We're going to have more Caddy Smack coming up. We're going to get you an extra point. It's being brought to you by the Hunter's Ridge Golf Course in Marion. Take advantage of their Dew Sweeper Special every Monday through Friday before 11 o'clock. Back with more after this here on KGYM.
Play your next round of golf at Hunter's Ridge Golf Course. Take advantage of the Dew Sweeper Special every Monday through Friday before 11 a.m. Need some practice? Nothing compares to Hunter's Ridge Practice Facility with a driving range, chipping green, and large putting green. Hunter's Ridge is a daily fee course just outside the city noise on the north edge of Marion. Make Hunter's Ridge Golf Course your place to play and practice. Come play where the pros play. Hunter's Ridge Golf Course in Marion.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Dan Lebatard and Stu Gotts.
A lot of people are interested in this Kimbo Slice story, okay? It's getting more hits on ESPN.com than Ali stuff because he was a phenomenon, an unusual phenomenon, where a lot of people were introduced to two things that they now love with this guy as the compass, as the map. He introduced a lot of people to mixed martial arts who didn't care about fighting. He was not a very good fighter, technically. He was just a raw, menacing-looking man that a lot of people feared because he was bald and muscular and black and bearded, and he was fighting in the streets for money and winning.
AutoZone presents Wash and Wax. Washing your car removes road grime and dirt buildup that can scratch your car's finish, while a good coat of wax helps protect that beautiful shine. And right now, you can get a 23-ounce bottle of Black Magic Tire Wet for just $4.99. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner, so you can fix your car with confidence. Hoods up, America.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions and details in store.
At Lowe's, we appreciate our pro customers and how hard you work to get the most out of your budget. So we offer pro-focused events where you can take advantage of special savings. Right now, during Pro Bonus Days, you can save 15% off select paint and primer in one and stain and sealant. Plus, get 20% off Purdy paintbrushes. Valid 6-6 through 6-10. Applies to 342 fluid ounce pails or greater. Exclusions apply. See Pro Desk in-store for required coupons, details, and exclusions, or go to lowesforpros.com. U.S. only.
Rosillo and Cannell here. We recently learned an interesting fact. Did you know that today's smaller engines are under so much pressure that it's like five cars resting on a space the size of a stiletto heel?
A thin layer of oil is the only thing that stops metal-to-metal contact. Fortunately, Castrol Edge is made with fluid titanium technology to maximize performance.
It's three times stronger against viscosity breakdown than Mobil 1 in the Kurt Orban test, a standard industry shear stability test. Castrol Edge, titanium strong for maximum engine performance.
Bobby, you here again?
Yeah, my doctor told me to reduce stress at work, so I come to Buffalo Wild Wings to eat lunch and watch sports. I get to pick one of seven entrees, like sandwiches and salads, plus one of seven sides.
Well, I like sides.
It's so affordable, I can finally take a vacation.
Where you gonna go?
Here, Tim, here.
Introducing the new B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu, starting at a new low price. Dine in or order takeout weekdays between 11 and 2. Participation and availability may vary. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
When the weather heats up, the best way to cool off is with the windows down. Gear up for summer driving this Thursday through Sunday at Firestone Complete Auto Care. For a limited time, you can save big, like $100 off any purchase of $500 or more. Firestone Complete Auto Care. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Offer valid June 9th through June 12th on any purchase. In-store installation required with tire purchase. Maximum savings $100. $50 minimum purchase required for tiered offer. See store at driveafirestone.com for full details.
Monday through Friday from 3 to 4, the gym class with UNASH and Dukes, KGYM.
Our thanks to Nicole Raitt for joining us here on Caddy Smack on the Gym Class Wednesday edition here at 3:40 right here on KGYM. Still have the KGYM poll question up, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. And we talked about that in the first 15 minutes of the program, Mark, and that dealt with alcohol sales at college football stadiums. We're talking about Ohio Stadium, as they announced today that they are going to have stadium-wide alcohol sales for Ohio State Buckeye football games starting this fall.
Pretty straight-up question at KGYMradio.com. Is selling beer at college stadiums a good idea, yes or no?
Go ahead and vote, KGYMradio.com. Brian Haas from Blue Top Ridge down at Riverside. Rick Swan joining us here in studio for Caddy Smack on the Gym Class. You can join us as well at 319-366-1600 if you have a question for Brian. If you have something going wrong with the swing, something dreadfully going wrong with the short game, whatever the case may be. We were already talking with Brian during the break there, so
yeah,
we already got things figured
he's
out.
He's talking us through it all. I have a quick question, Brian, which it's about what happened last Sunday. You had two guys at the Memorial, and I'm right in saying that neither one of them had a PGA Tour win, right?
No.
That came down to the playoffs.
Yep. Right.
In that situation, is there a way, or is it just an individual thing, where you can control your emotions? Because both of those guys had to be just going crazy inside. You got Jack sitting there watching you just off the 18th green.
That'd be enough in its own. I wouldn't have to be in a playoff. Yeah. If he was just sitting there, and as I was finishing, I'd have problems.
3-year exemption.
How in the world can you control your mind to even swing a club at that point.
Where it comes from for those players, and I think most of them will agree with me, is that it's routine. So as they go through their routines and they got to stick to it. And so how they pull the club out of the bag, how they get their yardages, how, you know, all of those little pieces that each player does, and they all do it slightly differently from each other, but whatever their routine is, they have to stick to it.
Mm-hmm.
And their coaches are helping them with those routines and making sure that they stick to them. And then reminding them, you know, as they get through an event and they're doing better through a single event, you know, reminding them to stay in their routine, stay in your routine, so that things happen more automatically without thought.
And don't forget to breathe.
And don't forget to breathe, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Question, Brian, I have, I think a lot of people can relate to, is all of us, the four of us included, have holes on particular courses that they just don't agree with us for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. Either it's you're a right-to-left player and it's a left-to-right dog leg, or it could be a variety of things. You have your holes probably that aren't your favorite. How do you attack those holes then? How do you approach them?
Well, the reality is there's entire golf courses that players, when they go to play them, they just don't fit their eye. And then there's golf courses. I can think of one in Illinois called Plumtree National. I'm not even sure if it's a golf course anymore or not, but it fit my eye so well. I've never finished worse than second there.
Ever. Wow!
Mm-hmm. And just because I look at the hole, it looks good to me, and I'm happy. And so there's also on the other end entire golf courses that I go to. I won't name any of them, but they just don't fit my eye, so I don't enjoy playing them as much. Mm-hmm. And so I do struggle at those courses in particular. So the big thing is just like any club in your bag, if you don't like your 5-iron, your 4-iron, whatever your longest iron is in your bag, you know, that's what you got to start practicing. Because if you hit your wedges well, then you've got to learn to hit that 4 or 5-iron. Mm-hmm. You've got to go learn to play those golf courses or that particular hole. So a lot of times what I'll do is I'll ask a player. In fact, I was heading to a pro-am at Thunder Hills in Piasta last Sunday. And I was with Steve and I'm on Thursday at another pro-am for the Children's Hospital, and I asked him, hey, how do you play 16? That's his home golf course. And he said exactly the way I thought I would play it, is you hit a drive out there and you plop something out at the 100-yard marker and you play in. It's a par mm-hmm. 5. And I said, good, because I'm thinking, are people taking pokes at this at our length? You know, how are the other guys playing this thing? Because it just seems mundane to hit my drive out there, pull out an 8-iron, hit it down into the middle flat, and then hit something over the water and onto the green. It just, I'm like, there's got to be more. There's got to be a way to get there closer, faster, better, and there just isn't.
It's a par 5.
And it's a par, yeah, it's a par 5. I want to take a poke at that thing.
Mm-hmm. Rick's name is on a par 5 here in town.
Yeah.
Is it not?
Yes. My good buddy Vaughn took care of that.
That's right. Yeah, he called me this week, by the way.
I've always had trouble with number 15 at CRCC. Always.
Okay. Right.
Here's how I play it. I hit the tree, the first tree on the left, and then I hit one almost into the creek on the right. And then I try to lay up and hit it in the creek in front of the green.
Right.
And then I hit way over the green. Usually end up with an 8 to 12 on that. So
if you got an 8, you said you were ahead of the game.
If anything under 12, I'm on my head.
Well, that's why they say there's horses for courses.
That's right. Absolutely.
Because it just fits your eye.
It does. So the holes that, you know, to answer your question is, you've got to ask other players that like the hole or play the hole well. How do they play it? Watch them and see how they play it. And just really stop and take a good look at the hole. One of the courses that I don't play well at, I just need to get my butt over there and play it more often. And actually go out and not in competition.
Don't avoid it.
Right, I avoid it. And go over there not in competition, lay up, hit a couple shots mm-hmm. from different places. This particular course, I tend to hit it up there as far as I can, close to the green, and I end up in a lot of really bad positions, and you're hitting little touch shots into these greens, and it's hard.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd probably be better off if I never hit a driver in the whole golf course.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing.
319-366-1600 is the Guppies on the Go text line. You can also reach us via the phone line at 319-366-1600. If you have a question for Brian about your game out there, improvements or whatever the case may be, whatever's on your mind in the world of golf. Speaking of the world of golf, we're getting ready for the U.S. Open. We'll be here next Wednesday as well to kind of preview the U.S. Open. Mm-hmm. Nicole talked about it at Oakmont. We were kicking around. In fact, we're going to talk to Bob Herrig on Monday. He's going to be live from Oakmont. He's the senior golf writer for ESPN.com. Already the pros are saying, and especially there's 10-inch rough. Yeah. I find that hard to believe. But
I believe it because, you know, lately I've been on the Pro-Am circuit around Iowa, and I'm telling you, Thunder Hills, their rough was standing straight up and was thick as could be.
My goodness.
Yeah. At Brown Deer, their rough was standing up as thick as could be. I think they said Sean was out there with his own fertilizer making sure it was good and thick. And I said, I believe it because the courses in our area are just in phenomenal condition because growing conditions have been so good that their conditions there are very similar to ours. I can only imagine that rough is as healthy as could be.
Oakmont's tough enough.
Yeah.
You know?
I've read a lot of things over the last couple of weeks, and with members talking to people that were just coming in to play, and they said, okay, do not be discouraged. You're going to four-putt sometime during this round. It's just going to happen. And the guy in this particular article got through the front nine, didn't do it, two putts or one putt the whole way. And then got to 11, was feeling pretty good about himself, and then he hit consecutive four putts, 11 and 12.
Yeah,
I mean, if you're in the wrong spot, 5-over won last time, and they're thinking, I know I heard Spieth say anything short of 10-over might win it this time.
Is that the toughest venue for the U.S. Open, you think?
It has to be.
Mm. I think it is. I don't know. I think it is. Mm. Just think there's water on the course.
Where Johnny Miller shot 60-something in the
63.
Final round.
63. Yeah. In 1973.
Yeah, but they've adjusted the course over the years to the current time. So, but even then, in that time frame too, don't get me wrong, the golf courses were tough because the equipment was different and things were different, but they didn't have the capabilities that we have now to get the courses in such pristine condition to have 10-inch rough and to have, and it's perfectly cut 10-inch rough. You know, it's not all patchy or anything like that. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. And those items, the tractors and mowers that they used to get that just right, they were kind of around, but, our technology is so tremendous right now. They can do about anything to a golf course that they want.
And that particular day, he hit the 63, shot the 63. There was a little bit of rain the night before. You had certain things that helped. He went out early. He was way behind that day. I believe he beat John Schnee.
Schlee.
Yeah. John Schlee. I don't know much about John Schlee.
I don't either.
Mark, do you know a lot about
him? He's a journeyman on the
John
tour.
John Schlee. Yeah.
He's a journeyman.
But Johnny Miller won that. And it's an interesting golf course because it's not super long. And you take a look at the guys who have won there. Like you're talking about Johnny Miller, not super long.
Right.
Larry Nelson was not long.
Right. Average.
Right. Ernie was pretty long.
Yeah, Ernie
was
long.
He was about the longest hitter. Cabrera, not too long.
Yeah, and hell, I'd put him in the upper half.
Though. Right. You don't have to be a bomber to win on this. You got to be good.
Accurate.
And got to be good from 100 yards and in.
Right. Zach Johnson.
Mm. Yeah, that name rings a bell.
Yeah.
Pretty good with his wedges.
Wow, how cool would that be?
That would be awesome.
Not bad.
I don't know.
Yeah, Brian, golf can be so fickle, as you know, and I was watching the Memorial, and people almost beating up on Jason Day and Jordan Spieth because they kind of limped to the finish. I mean, they've got a pretty good resume behind them.
Yeah.
I think they'll be back in the winner's circle soon.
I think so, too. Yeah, that's hard. How can you criticize players like that? I mean, they're human besides. Granted, they're unbelievable in how they play, and they run those commercials to say these guys are good.
Mm-hmm.
and they can make mistakes too. They're human,
but it's a situation where they want to win the golf tournament, there's no doubt, but they're preparing themselves for next week.
They are. They're in for the long haul.
Yeah, that's what they're doing. They're getting their games ready to go. Now I think that's why, just have a feeling about Rory next week. Played well at the Memorial, won the Irish Open, the timeout before that. He's starting to get things together. So I'd watch out for Rory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not even sure who to pick just because of the type of golf course it is. And I would say Rory's a little more off-center than some of the players possible. I think we're going to be looking for someone that's hitting that driver pretty straight.
Mm-hmm.
What experiences, if any, have you had with the U.S. Open?
Pretty minor. You know, back in the 90s, made some efforts at getting there and got through some stages, but never made it to the big show. So that's something that's always not far from my mind. I think everybody that has any kind of a game says it's the U.S. Open, just like in Tin Cup. Anybody can play. Mm-hmm.
Most democratic of all,
right,
the major
right.
championships.
Exactly right. Yep, anybody can play. So I wasn't able. We had events at our facility this year, so I couldn't go to qualifying at CRCC, which actually fits my eye nicely and would have been a nice venue for me.
Scores were high there.
But it was a tough day. Yeah, it was a tough day there. I know they can get those greens running pretty good, and I'm sure they did. And you need to know how to play that golf course and move it around there. So it might have been a decent venue for me to get through at least the first part of it.
Yeah. 352, Caddy Smack here on the Gym Class, Wednesday edition of the show. 319-366-1600 if you want to send us a text or if you want to give us a call. We're going to take a short break, come back, and talk a little bit more golf with you right after this.
Nestled among eastern Iowa's rolling hills, the Amana Colonies Golf Club winds its way serenely along 18 holes. And from each one, the view is striking. These spectacular surroundings, along with fantastic new clubhouse and golf carts, add to the enjoyment of the game. Have the perfect golf experience at Amana Colonies Golf Club. New ownership, new management, same great course. In Middle Amana, Iowa, amanagolf.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of freedom, a sound you'll hear a lot more when you work for PMX Industries. They're based in Cedar Rapids and have full-time positions available right now. When you work for PMX, you'll be working 3 and 4 day work weeks, which means more freedom to ride, more freedom to hunt, more freedom to do whatever it is that makes you happy. See how easy it is to take back your work week and still work full-time at PMX Industries. Learn more at ipmx.com.
For the first time in 12 years, the Colonels are hosting the Midwest League All-Star Game this June 21st. This midseason classic will bring the top players in the Midwest League to Cedar Rapids to battle for league supremacy. Tickets are on sale now for this game, and fans are encouraged to buy early as this game is sure to sell out. Visit Colonels.com to get your tickets now and experience Midwest League All-Star Game action Tuesday, June 21st at Veterans Memorial Stadium, sponsored by Go Cedar Rapids.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
You'll probably find them either on the golf course or at the bowling alley. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, the Gym Class on KGYM.
Back with you here at 3:54, the final segment of this week's edition of Caddy Smack. I say this week's because we're busy this month. We're going to be back next Wednesday and then the following Wednesday, next Wednesday, to talk about the U.S. Open. I think we're going to talk to Amy Eim next week as well.
Nice.
And then in a couple weeks, we're going to be talking at least in the next 2 weeks sometime. We're going to try to get Dr. Dave Johnson. And then Pat Cobb's going to join us, hopefully. We'll talk a little bit about Zach's tournament.
A lot to talk about with the Foundation Classic that's going to be, what is it, Monday, June
27th?
At Elmcrest. So a lot of information to get to you.
Right around the corner.
Yeah. I just saw Dave the other day at my place, and then I helped Zach with his Transamerica event teaching over at ThinkBind last Thursday.
Wonderful.
Mark, we have a text.
A couple of them regarding Johnny Miller's 63 in the final round of the 73 Open. Didn't Johnny's putt on the 18th lip out? That would have been a 62.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And he missed, I was reading about it in Golf Digest, he missed a couple of makeable putts as well. 10 to 15 foot birdie putts, or it could have been
59 U.S. Open.
Yeah. Whoa.
I mean, at least close to 60. You're not going to make them all.
Right.
9801. Johnny Miller used a bag full of table knives to shoot a 63, Brian. In the final
That's right, he did.
And Jeff Broder weighs in. Nice par, David.
Thank you. Watch that.
It's
on
a bowling term, isn't it?
Watch that on Monday, as a matter of fact. Always good to see Tin Cup, the movie, at about this time of the year. But good stuff. You've had a busy time of it. Some pro-ams and whatnot.
We have, We had last Thursday was Transamerica's event where they brought Zach in, got to hold the trophy a little bit, talked to Zach for a while, but he was out on the first tee at Finkbine and doing a little demonstration for executives of Transamerica and their guests, and then we were out on the practice range helping all those guests with their golf swing.
Champion golfer of the year.
Champion. Yeah. He brought it to Transamerica, where my wife works.
Right.
And everybody had a chance to go down and have their picture taken.
Nice.
With holding the claret jug.
You actually touched
which,
it?
Of right. which I asked it. My wife, why in the world didn't you do that? She said, I had a meeting.
Oh.
I said, no.
There he is. There's, oh, wow.
She said, everybody took pictures and said, it's a much smaller cup than they were envisioning.
Yep.
But it's you have a picture of it right there you're showing us.
It's not real big. In fact, Coach Megan and I, the women's Iowa coach, and I were holding it at the same time, and we're looking at the imprint is very small. So we're looking at font on Microsoft Word. I would say it was a 4.
Really?
And it was tiny. And so we were looking at the font. We got as far back as 1903.
Nice.
On the trophy. So that was kind of fun. And then Zach took his case, and as all the different places that he's been, he was in Dallas, you know, playing not that long ago. So there was a Dallas Stars sticker on there. He was obviously in Des Moines for his when he was put into the Iowa Golf Hall of Fame, and he had his Drake sticker on there. So his teammates threw a Drake sticker on there, and then a bunch of other stickers from all over where he's been traveling with the trophy. And and so we had a lot of fun at the end of the day hanging out with Zach and him telling us the stories of where all the stickers came from.
Wow. Yeah. Good stuff right there.
Yeah.
Good experience, yeah.
Well, like I said, we'll be back with another edition of Caddy Smack coming up next Wednesday and then the following Wednesday as we get you ready for the U.S. Open and for the Zach Johnson Foundation Tournament, which will be on Monday, June the 27th. And, Brian, always good to see you.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Rick, good to see you as well.
See you out at tee number one somewhere soon.
Yes, this weekend. Bring your sunscreen. Mark, tomorrow, John Cranton will join us. And a special guest tomorrow as well. That's a tease for tomorrow.
Spill the beans.
All right. You've been listening to Caddy Smack in the Gym Class right here on KGYM.
Greeny, did you know GNC's got protein just for you?
Really? You mean GNC makes protein with more than just football players?